This is In Focus, the weekly public affairs program from KTBB and the Team Sports Radio, featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to In Focus. I'm Roger Gregg. Good to have you with us. And I say with us is Michelle Mills from the Better Business Bureau. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Roger?
It's been a while since we've done this.
It has been a while.
Yeah. Busy season for you. Well, there is no unbusy season for you guys. But
yes. Fortunately, there's not a whole lot of bad stuff, but it is a busy season. We always have something going on.
Particularly this time of year. Now, a lot of people, my wife is one, she does the after Christmas sales, you know, the after Christmas stuff online, and people would be returning stuff and all of that. And I know from reading your tips on the website, there are things you need to think about even after you bought the gifts.
Correct.
It's not just the first purchase.
That's right. Know? That's right. There are a lot of things you need to think about. So, you know, there are a lot of misconceptions about returns. Merchants are not required to accept returns or exchanges. They're not required to. Now, most do, but you'll find a lot online that they don't.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's even happened to me. I've purchased something, tried to return it. They don't take returns, and that was in the fine print. I just didn't look at it. So that's what we need to remember.
And we never read that stuff.
We don't.
Most of us don't. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, when you sign something in the it's 125 pages long, you know, but you did sign it because you really want the app or you really want the product. And so you just agree to the terms.
You scroll down and check the box.
We all do it. So just remember that, you know, especially if it's something that's expensive, you really want to make sure that they have a return policy just in case.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you go to places like Amazon or eBay even, I mean, they generally say, a lot of people selling things on eBay say no returns accepted or, you know, return it within 7 days or something like that.
So make sure you understand what the return policy is. Also remember that when you give a gift or when you receive a gift, that the time clock, the return time clock, starts when the gift was actually purchased, not when it's given. So if you are unhappy with something or it's the wrong size or whatever, then make sure that you return it right away because you don't know when that person purchased that gift. So that's important to remember as well. Another thing to think about is if the product is damaged, then you may be required to send the product back to the manufacturer and not where the item was purchased. And that just need to take a look at it.
That applies to a lot of items.
It does.
You know, don't bring it back here to Walmart or Target or whatever. Yeah.
Correct. Now, some businesses just take it, you know, and there are some companies that have really wonderful return policies. They have lifetime return policies, which is kind of amazing. You can return something regardless of how long ago you purchased it.
Mm-hmm.
If it breaks down, they'll just take it, even if it's a defective product. But that's not really common.
Yeah. I, when it comes to actually purchasing, I know you guys say research the seller. Do your homework. I, as many of these interviews as I have done in 50 years in this business, a couple of months ago, on eBay, I bought an old, it was an old model that's no longer made, Parker. Pen. I wanted a nice pen.
My dad loved those pens.
I know. And I'm probably old enough to be. But anyway, it was a good price. And I thought, I haven't seen that pen in forever. I had one, you know, years ago when I started the business. And I ordered it. It was on eBay. Luckily, it wasn't a lot of money.
Yeah.
But I did not notice that the seller was actually in India.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they gave a tracking number, and I checked the tracking number. I knew it would take a while. It says the package is going to arrive, you know, Saturday. And what I got Saturday was an envelope saying, we're still working on your order. I got a letter on that delivery date. And I finally, eBay's very good about it. I contacted them and they paid me back.
So, that's good. So, like, if you pay by PayPal, they have good return policy.
That's what I did, yeah.
Yeah, so that's one good thing. That's the other thing to think about, just the payment method that you're using.
Mm-hmm.
If you pay by credit card, if you pay by PayPal, those types of things, they have really good policies and they have good safeguards in place if the person that you purchased from or or the merchant that you purchase from doesn't do what they say they're going to do.
Right. Well, so why shouldn't you use your bank card? Just out of curiosity.
First of all, it's connected to your bank account. So that makes it a little bit more risky.
Okay.
Also, sometimes you have to put in a PIN number. And the window is shorter for a return for a debit card than for a credit card. Credit card, you have about 60 days. I think bank accounts. With debit cards, it's about 30 days, I believe. Mm-hmm. So, if you have a good relationship with the bank, sometimes they will allow certain things and things like that. But generally, it's safer to use a credit card. It's easier to dispute the charges.
Oh, okay. And you can get the refund through them.
Typically, yes, they'll take care of it. They have like a fraud department, and it'll take care of that. Yep.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Makes it easier. Definitely never pay with wire transfers, prepaid gift cards, things like that. If somebody's offering you something, you can go pay with an iTunes gift card, things like that. When somebody wants you to pay with an unconventional method, then just please watch out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because there are people, again, you'll see it on the auction sites, but there are people who they want a money order. That sort of thing. Is that iffy, dicey?
That's risky, right? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't mean that they're not legitimate, but
don't get credit cards.
If they're not, then your money's gone, right? And so do you really want to take that risk? Mm. Most people, most companies, even if you go to the farmer's market or things like that, the pop-up shops, most of them accept credit cards now, or they have Square or one of those, or Apple Pay, things like that. So it's very rare, and so I would say that would be a red flag if they only accept money orders. I would stay clear from that, because when the money's gone, I mean, you can't trace it. Yeah. It's gone.
But you're right. I mean, most people don't carry cash anymore, to be honest, or much.
Yeah. I was going to say, do I have any cash in my... I rarely have cash.
I think I have a fiver in my, I might in have my 10, wallet right
maybe,
now.
But only because my... Yeah, because I
need to do something. But it's all the card.
Yeah.
That's what we all use. So.
It's so convenient.
So if you're...
And dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's too easy. And
if you're a... believe me, at the end of the month, I'm so glad I'm no longer writing checks and licking stamps and sealing envelopes and to pay all the utilities.
You mail things nowadays. It's the price of postage has gone up, it's getting close to being a dollar per letter. Yeah.
Still cheap compared to other countries. Let's be honest.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. But, so the other thing to think about, you were saying when you were on eBay, purchasing something from somebody overseas, again, can be risky.
Sure.
But again, you check them out. There are companies that do that. If they have a really good reputation, take a look at the reviews. Mm-hmm. And with reviews, sometimes they're AI generated, and so just take a look at them and see if they look a little strange. And there are companies out there that just they do mass reviews, right? Mm-hmm. So they're not legitimate reviews; they're just sending. They just want it to look like
They were hired to.
They
give
were
a
hired
review,
to do it. So just be very, very careful.
I did not know that.
Yeah, AI.
Because I always check the star. It's like a 5-star seller or whatever that is. Yep. And you're saying that can be fake, basically.
Read them, and then also read the ones that are the one. I always read the ones that are the 1-stars, what was the issue there?
Me too.
If they have none, then I don't know. You can't make everybody happy all the time, so there's always going to be somebody.
Everybody screws up.
Or somebody who's just not happy for no reason. We've had, occasionally we get very few complaints in East Texas. Yeah. However, occasionally we get someone, I got 2 swirls on my ice cream instead of 3. I'm supposed to get 3. I mean, there are some of those like that, but,
a little petty, a little picky.
Sometimes. Everybody has their thing that, that's important to them, but just make sure you read them. We do try to be very unbiased, but sometimes it's difficult.
What are some of the things to think about? Yeah, you said understand the return policy.
Yep.
And check the warranty as well, you say.
Check the warranty. There may be some limitations. You may have to send things back to the manufacturer rather than to the place that you purchased it. See if there are any fees to ship the item back to the manufacturer. Mm-hmm. So you may ne- may not get a full exchange or refund. You may have to pay shipping fees. So
restocking fees.
Yes, for sure.
I mean, they have to put it back on the shelf, and that'll cost you $10.
Some companies are very great with that. We purchased a one of those little robotic vacuum cleaners, which is a great time saver.
Do they work?
By the way, some of them work great. Some of them ours broke, right? Or a part of it broke. Well, we called the manufacturer, and they just sent us a whole new one. And you know what was not working anyway? So now we have two of them because the only thing that was not working was just a small part in one. But they're just like, we're just going to send you a brand new one. That's really goodwill. Oh. Yeah. That helps a company maintain a good reputation.
Well, I have seen that with some items. Usually it's a smaller item, you know. It's just, it's not worth sending it back. It's just, hey, we'll send you a refund.
Yeah.
I said, okay, well, I can send the,
And you'll probably do business with them again. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or you'll tell somebody about the experience and they'll do business with them. So it's better to do things like that.
Wouldn't happen with a car necessarily, but yeah.
Probably not.
I have bought a car online and it went okay, but that's a risk, particularly if it's in another market and you can't personally, you know, a lot of cars for sale on eBay and Facebook Marketplace and all that.
It's certainly more risky if you can't see the vehicle in person and drive it yourself and things like that. It is way more common to do it that way nowadays. But there's always that story of somebody who wasn't completely happy. Even somebody in our office, you know, did purchase one online, looked good. And she even drove it after she got it back and it was fine. But then she noticed that the dealer did not clean the car well, and the person that had the car before our employee, I guess they took the car mudding, and there was mud all on the underside of the. You couldn't see it, right? It's not something you would normally look at, but so just it is always better. And she didn't get a chance to look at it before they delivered it, right?
Right.
And so, but all the pictures that they sent looked great, and so
They didn't shoot a picture of the underside,
absolutely. So it's always better if you can actually see the vehicle in person.
Well, sure.
You know, it's an emotional. The problem is it's an emotional decision. Something you really want and get excited about. And so sometimes people don't think about everything that you should before you make a purchase.
Well, and the time I did it, I'm confessing, but it was a type of car I had driven before. So I knew how they drive and all of that. And I looked at it. It was a good example.
Yeah. But, again, do your research. Make sure you're dealing with a good, reputable dealer and check the reviews. Check the company's rating on BBB.org and see what the experience has been. Check and see how long the company's been in business. If they've only been around for a short while, you may more risk with somebody who's not been in business for a long time.
Yeah. So, speaking of which, and I mentioned it in passing, and it occurs to me, I have heard horror stories from some people about Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Have you guys gotten complaints from people about that? Or is that an area you would deal with?
We hear about things, but again, it's person to person. It's not really a business.
Right.
So, it is more risky. It's just one of those things. Yeah. You know, you just have to assess your risk. You know, do you want to go, you know, to somebody's home and, you know, pick something up? And, you know, I mean, it goes both ways. Like sometimes somebody will send the money ahead. If they want you to send the money ahead of time.
Yeah, forget it.
And that's risky. And that happens, you know, and then you show up and it's not even their address. You just sent some random person money. it can be risky. And if you can meet them in a public place, you know, sometimes you can meet people at the police station, you know, and do that. I mean, that would prove that it is legitimate, or some place open. In this day and age, you just have to be very, very careful. Yeah. Unfortunately,
I had thought about getting, you know, shafted on a deal. I had not thought about the safety aspect.
Absolutely, that,
Okay, so what else should we be thinking about? A lot of people, as usual, we're going to be returning gifts, and a lot of people are going to be shopping the after Christmas sales.
Yes.
And you said, you know, research the seller and so forth. Mm-hmm. There are so many, particularly online, discount sellers from usually overseas. I don't want to name a name, but the initials are Temu. So, I have heard good and bad. My wife has bought stuff from them in particular, you know, and it was not expensive, and you could see where some corners were cut, but it's fine, you know. It was good enough anyway. Yeah. I've also heard, you know, be very, very careful with the discount sellers.
Yeah, you do. Just remember, you know what you're getting into, right? If you can't really, it's not going to be the best quality if you're going to do that. You're not going to shop on Temu and expect, you know, you might be surprised, but you shouldn't expect it to be the best quality. Mm-hmm. You know, and again,
otherwise you'd be on Neiman's website, yeah.
Right. And so locally, the industries that we get the most complaints on are online retailers. So, and there's a reason for that. It's because of this type of thing. So there are a lot of, you know, people that are unhappy with what they purchased, or they, you know, maybe their information got compromised, which is a main thing, you know, just kind of.
I have heard is a risk.
Yes. With questions that they ask. I will not, you know, you sign up for apps and they ask you all these questions. Well, why do you need that information from me? You don't need my social security number. I'm not giving you that information. I'm making a purchase. So, but there are some apps that ask for that information. Personally, I do not, you know, would not enter in that type of information. So again, just know what you're getting into. Mm-hmm. You're going to be, you know, the best way is to shop in a local, you know, brick and mortar store, you know. However, if you can't do that, please make sure that you're doing your research on the company. Look at the customer experiences and pay with a credit card, again, because you're more able to dispute charges. You can dispute charges if you use a credit card on those websites as well.
Yeah.
You know, so again, if you pay with a credit card, you're just better off.
Yeah. And beware. We probably ought to get into this, into actual scams.
Oh, sure.
I know my sister called me. She lives up in Arkansas, and had gotten an email, as we all do.
Yes.
I've learned, obviously, in this business, we've learned all the tricks. You don't want them getting into your company. She got. And I forget, it was a big retailer anyway. And she was asked to fill something out for delivery and so forth. And she dutifully filled it all out, and they cleaned out her bank account.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, the bank, you know, made her good.
Oh, thank God.
But she had a good relationship with the bank.
Yes.
But she said, I was a good girl, and I filled it all out, and I got taken.
Absolutely. So she responded to an ad, or is that what
it was? An email. It was an email, okay. From a major retailer needing this information for delivery purposes and so forth, and opening an account and all that.
Yeah. So just remember, online, you don't really know who it's coming. So business email compromise scams.
I get a Netflix email pretty much 2 or 3 times a week.
Right.
You know, we're having problems with your payment method.
Yeah. Yes. And they'll use, you know, the scammers, they hijack company logos. Mm-hmm. They will pose as large companies. They're going to use companies that are well-known, companies that you trust, and they're going to pretend that they're them to get the information that they want from you. So just keep that in mind. You can always hover over the email address. Because it might look like, you know, big box company, you know, but when you hover over it, it's a bunch of numbers and letters and all this stuff.
Some are better than others at it, to be honest. Some are pretty crude.
Yes.
And you hover over it, and it's like Bill's Pizza in, you know, Des Moines or something. You know?
Yep, absolutely. So just make sure you do that. Just if you're responding to an email that says, you know, we're offering this discount on limited time, whatever, go straight to the company. Type in the
company's. I've done
that. Yep.
Yeah. If they're really good and it looks semi-authentic,
You know, that adage that we always used to say, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, still holds true today.
That's why people order from Temu. There you go.
That's right.
That price is just too darn good.
Yes, and they get it, and it's like, oh, I didn't know it was made out of really thin plastic.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, in between, as I said, this will air in between Christmas and New Year's. And people are still going to be traveling. And I know you have some traveling tips that they really need to think about. My daughter lives up in Washington. She's an actress, actually. She can't get away. She's doing a show. She can't get away for the holiday, but we're going to fly her down. You know, afterward. Mm-hmm. What are some things to think about when you're booking, particularly holiday travel?
Yeah. So, again, don't fall for clickbait, you know, because they know that you're, again, anything that's trending is something that a scam artist is going to want to take a part of, right? They want a piece of it. And so just watch out for clickbait from large airline companies, travel companies, things like that. Just go directly to their websites to see if there are some really good deals. Again, always pay with a credit card. And book early if you can, you know, but they are counting on the last minute people to, because if
to fill out the plane,
right? A scam artist is going to play on your emotions. Oh, they know people are going to want to get into a hurry, and so what they don't want you to do is think logically. Mm-hmm. So they're going to, you know, try to get, you know, take advantage of whatever emotion you're feeling at that time. So whether it's hurry, whether it's fear, you know, whether it's excitement, that's what they use, and that is one of their main tactics.
Well, yeah, we can't wait to see her, you know, we're going to book a flight for her and all that. So
if you're going to stay in a hotel, you know, a lot of times what we hear is they'll get a call at night saying, hey, your credit card didn't process. Can you read it back to me so that I can make sure we have the right information so we can get paid? And it's not really somebody from the hotel. It's somebody else getting your information. Wow. And they do it like late at night or early in the morning when you're kind of groggy. And so you're not really thinking. So, you know, that's what we hear a lot of as well.
What other scams are currently, we have the police told us about one.
Oh,
it's the standard, the call from this is Lieutenant Johnson. Duty. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Again, they try to scare you, right? So that's in that instance, you know, you didn't show up for jury duty. We're coming after you unless you pay your fee to me right now. Mm-hmm. So we hear that. And I haven't heard that one in a while, but it was going. They always make their rounds. They come right back around.
Oh, sure.
Right? The phone company, your bill didn't process. It's the same type of thing. You know, you're not going to have a cell phone if you don't pay the bill.
And that's what the standard Netflix email I get is.
Click on this link.
We're having problems. You won't be able to watch, whatever the big movie is.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, they're trying to scare you, and then you give them your information. So our the number one industry that we get complaints about again is online retailers. So that's one thing to really be watchful for. Other types of scams in our area, we still get the sweepstakes stuff. We still get, you know, you see a lot of crypto, you know, scams, or because people are very curious, but they don't know enough about it.
Yeah, don't get me started.
And so they want to take a part of it. And so they get excited if they hear something that sounds like a good deal. Mm-hmm. But it's really not them.
Crypto is not money, people. It's not really money. But
there are people that have made that are doing really, really well with it. But the scam artists, they try to take advantage of people there's even I just recently saw a documentary about this couple that I think they took maybe it was four. Was it four? It sounds like a lot. $4 billion or something like that in crypto, something like that. Anyway, but when people see stuff like that, they're like, there is a lot of money in that, and they were able to use things and pay for things, and you know, and so people see that and they think, oh well, how do I get in on something like that too? And so that's how the scam artists take advantage of you, because I don't really know how it works, but I know that, you know, people are making money on it, so you know. Anyway, but that's how they take advantage. So we do see things like that.
The word Ponzi comes to mind, but I won't be judgmental.
Yeah, you know, those are still prevalent as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people try to, you know, the pyramid schemes and things like that. Yeah. So at Christmas, you hear a lot of the chain letters. You remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Is that still
a thing?
That is a Ponzi scheme, yeah.
Is that still a thing? People get chain letters now?
They do that. They do it with let's see, there was a wine one that was going around. And
really?
Yeah. So, huh. Yeah.
Interesting.
Technically, those are not legal to do, so.
tell us, just backing off to 10,000 feet above here, let's sure. talk about the BBB.
Okay.
And if people want to check out a business, okay. if they have questions, what's the process?
So it's really very, very simple. You just go to BBB.org, mm-hmm. and at the top, if you want to look up a particular business, you type in that business's name, or you can use a phone number, mm-hmm. And it will give you a list of those businesses that match, or you can type in an industry, and mm-hmm. it will give you a list of businesses, and when it pulls up the list, it will tell you which companies are accredited, which are not, and let's see. So it's simple as that. If you're yeah. wanting to get a bid on something, like let's say you need windows replaced or whatever, mm-hmm. you can use a request a quote module, and you just go in, you type in what you need, and
really?
Mm-hmm, and you so you know we're way more technical, technologically friendly nowadays. Mm-hmm. So you type in what you need, and we will send. We will send a request to accredited businesses mm-hmm. who will then get back with you, and then you can make a
wow.
choice. Because it's a good idea to get bids from several businesses and
oh,
not
sure.
just one, so you know you're comparing apples to apples and
sure.
not just, you know, if something sounds really like a very low price, maybe mm-hmm. they're not using as good quality, but at least this way you can.
The BBB is somewhat of a middleman
sure.
for these accredited businesses.
Absolutely.
And
yep.
they're target customers.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We also do things like, you know, provide classes for mm-hmm. businesses, things that are trending, just to make sure that they're on, you know, on top of everything.
Yeah.
There's some new HR stuff that's coming up next year. So we're our first
new HR rules.
New HR rules.
Yeah.
And so we are hosting a webinar for all businesses, accredited or not, just because mm-hmm. we want to make sure, you know, the better the business community is here in East Texas, the better it
sure.
is overall for all of us. So our first one is going to be HR updates, and then we'll do a tax one right after that. So we try to make sure our businesses are informed. So we certainly don't want anybody to be penalized either by fees from the government or mm-hmm. or just, you know, we want them to run as efficiently as possible.
And depending on what Congress does, this will be the last year for this set of tax mm-hmm. rules. You know, a lot mm-hmm. of them are going to expire if they're not renewed.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
So everything may change by 26.
Everything yeah. could change. So, and we'll be there with the updates.
how are we doing in East Texas? Are you getting many complaints? Do you see a trend or a ebb and flow of complaints and so forth?
When in East Texas, we get very, very few complaints.
Oh.
Last year, we probably received close to 2 million. We did close to 2 million instances of service. That means mm-hmm. things that we've done to help East Texas consumers and businesses
okay.
in East Texas. Less than 2,000 of those are complaints. So very, very small percentage. Usually about 12 to 1,700 is how many we get mm-hmm. per year. So that's a very, very small part of what we do. Most of what we do is teach people how mm-hmm. to buy a car or a mm-hmm. home or how to choose a landscaper or things like
or
that.
Or navigate the internet.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so, or, you know, we tell people about businesses.
Yeah.
Tell me more about this company and, you know, let me compare this with other companies. But so in 2023, 218 million people went to BBB.org.
Wow.
And so most of them are not coming to complain.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are looking. And if they're going to BBB.org, they're looking for a BBB accredited business.
Mm-hmm. And if you are a business and want to be on that, you know, Santa's good list. what's the process?
So that you can go to bbb.org/apply
mm-hmm.
and you fill out a very short form. And then we do checks. So not everybody can join the Better Business Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have a good rating. They,
mm-hmm.
We check for government action. We check for bankruptcies, liens. We check for all these different things. We check the sex offender registry.
Uh-huh.
So you want to make sure that somebody somebody safe is going into your home if it is that type of industry.
Right.
So we do criminal history. We check their complaint history, of course, mm-hmm. What the relationship is with customers, and we check those every year for somebody to be accredited. So once that passes, then we present the businesses to we have a board of directors that gives a final thumbs up or thumbs down, and then if you get a thumbs up, then welcome to BBB.
All right, Michelle Mills, we are at the end of this thing. Thank you so much.
That was fast and fun.
You've done that before.
Oh, thank you.
I think you have. Everybody, thank you so much. Appreciate it, and we will see you next week.
In Focus is a weekly public affairs program featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place. In Focus is produced by KTBB and the Team Sports Radio. And we thank you for listening. Join us again next week.